Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And happy Mother's Day to any mothers that are out there listening. But we're going to be talking about The Flash, Season 3, Episode 21, titled Cause and Effect, and we are going to be spoiling it. In this episode, Barry takes drastic measures to stop Savitar. Meanwhile, HR continues to push Tracy Brand to design the trap for Savitar, and Killer Frost returns with an interesting proposal. I don't think she proposed to anyone a marriage, but she did make some other proposals. What did you think about this episode, Zach?
This was goofy. For as dark and as serious as Flash has been recently, this was quite a change of tone, I think. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but it was really like, we always kind of make fun of a little bit, like the trailers that they cut for the episodes, and we're like, oh, that looks way darker than it's going to be. And then this time, I think when we saw the trailer for this episode, it looked kind of goofy, and I was like, oh, well, that's going to be way more lighthearted than the actual episode is. But it wasn't. This is a very, very lighthearted episode.
Yeah, and it does move the plot forward, but it is kind of filler. Like, the whole episode is basically filler. Like, let's try to do something distracting so we can just push back the Savitar confrontation another episode. And that's not necessarily... I'm not saying that in a bad way, because I thought this was a fun and lighthearted episode. They did a good job with what they were trying to do. So I thought it was fun and enjoyable, even in kind of a one-off sense. And what did move the plot forward was good enough. And I had a lot of fun with it. I thought it was fun and it was meant to be. And I think this was a bit of comic relief before probably a couple really serious episodes before we decide if Iris dies or not.
Yeah. So we did get some good information about Savitar, though, right at the beginning. Right. Kind of explained that he's a time remnant that was... It's still confusing because he was a time remnant that was created to stop Savitar, that became Savitar because he got left behind and everybody shunned him because he wasn't the real Barry.
Yeah, and then if you try to think about that, they even describe that later in the episode. Oh, don't try to think about it. It's a circle. Which came first, Savitar or the time remnant? And yeah, it's kind of the ridiculous thing of time travel that I try not to think too much about.
Yeah, because Cisco, like you said, draws the closed loop on the board, and I think that's all the explanation we're going to get about it.
yeah, I'm sure it is.
We did also get to see that Savitar's suit kind of works without him. So if he's outside of the suit and being attacked, the suit will still fight for him, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, which I guess that gives him a reason, an excuse for having the suit, because I kind of was wondering, well, why would you want the suit when it just slow you down? But other than making him look intimidating, it also has some practical value.
Yeah. And so they're trying to figure out how they can stop Savitar, and the big kind of sticking point is that Savitar has all of Barry's memories because he is Barry, and so they want to figure out a way to get it so that he doesn't have Barry's memories anymore. So what's a good way to do that? Oh, I know. We'll make it so Barry doesn't form new memories anymore, which sounds like a smart idea.
Yeah, that was a bold choice. Can't imagine what could go wrong from that.
Yeah, but it was kind of cool to see Cisco and Julian working together in the lab. They had a couple funny little moments playing off of each other, but that's what I want to see. Like, we've seen a couple times of people just being kind of hard on Julian, but it's nice to see them working together.
Yeah, Julian's become... he was a likable character earlier in the season in kind of a jerkish way, where he was doing things you didn't like, but he was still doing it in a likable way. Now he's kind of a nice guy and still likable, and it's kind of cool to see that transformation for him slowly over the course of the season.
Yeah. So obviously something does go wrong when they try to mess with his mind to make it so that he can't form new memories, and they accidentally wiped all of his memories, and so he has amnesia. He doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know who anybody else is, doesn't remember anything at all. And that's kind of the main setup of this whole episode that leads to all of the funny stuff that ensues and is the driving force behind this. What did you think about Barry having amnesia?
I really like amnesia episodes. It reminds me of like the Smallville episode when Clark had amnesia, if you remember that, and yeah. Chloe kind of had to show him around and you know, she was very protective of him, so he didn't reveal his secret to Lex or anything like that. But that, it just kind of reminded me of that in a good way. And I thought there's kind of a lot of goofy things about Barry and what he goes through on a daily basis, where if you knew nothing about his history and you were him, just showed up there, there's tons of opportunities for comedy and stuff like that. And I kind of wish they would even had even pushed that a little bit more. But the nods they did give, like Bartholomew Allen, that's a terrible name. I think, can we just go by Bart? I think that's a better name. Let's just agree on Bart. Of course, Bart Allen being an actual future Flash, unlike Savitar Impulse. But I thought that was a really, really cool nod. And I liked it. I thought I had a lot of fun with it. What do you think?
Yeah, like you said, there's so much room for humor and stuff. And it is, I do think they did use it in a good way, especially like when it got a little kind of serious with Iris and her kind of mourning or remembering what used to be like before Barry had all of the weight of the whole world on his shoulders. And because it has been kind of a dark few episodes and just kind of a brooding Flash and worried about everything. So it's kind of nice to see him not really worried about anything and just being funny Barry again.
Right. And there's been that confrontation. We know it's coming. It's out in the distance. They're not hiding from that. And so it's kind of neat that he got to forget about it for a while. And we got to see a cool flashback, although I was kind of bummed the original young Barry had aged out of the role. So they had to get a different young Barry. But it was cool to see.
Yeah, one of the funny little moments was everybody, like right after he got his mind wiped, everybody leaves except Wally. Like Wally's supposed to babysit him, and he's like, okay, so who are you? He's like, I'm your brother, and he looks at his skin.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious. I thought they were going to go something different and say, well, I'm your brother, but you're engaged to my sister.
Right.
and done that, but they did had him look at his skin, which was also funny.
Yep. So one of the other little storylines is Tracy Brand, the doctor, is still trying to work on her, what are they calling it? The bazooka? The Speed Force bazooka? I don't know.
That sounds good.
They're trying to figure out a way to stop Savitar, but we get to see a lot of more interaction with HR and Tracy and kind of their romantic relationship starting up, which I'm glad I wanted them to do. I think they make a good couple.
It's like a funny and weird couple.
Yeah,
like they're terribly awkward, but it's kind of fun to watch in like a non-romantic way. It's just funny to see them interacting.
Yeah. So we get to see Barry still. Evidently, he does do his job because he's supposed to testify at a court case. We haven't seen him do his job in a really long time. Which is typical of these shows.
Right. I think this is the first time, probably the first time we've seen him go to court, at least in a while. I don't remember him doing that at all. But definitely not anytime recently.
Yeah. So we get to see him testify at the court, and they do the whole like the silly thing where you put something in somebody's ear and they talk to him, but this time they do glasses with text in front of them.
A much slower way to do it.
Right. Like, unless Julian's a really good typist, it seems like a slower way to do it.
Yeah. That was kind of a funny interaction. Although, I mean, doesn't HR have that whole facial change thing? Couldn't Julian just like use that to be Barry? Have Barry's face?
Nope. Obviously not.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. Like, that would have solved the whole problem right there.
Yep. So I don't know. It's kind of silly too. Like you literally can't have one drop of liquid on the glasses or they break. Yeah. And of course Barry sweats and one drop of sweat hits it and they just short circuit and he stammers and lets the arsonist go. What is this guy's name? I don't.
Was it a Heatmonger? Is that what they called him? I don't remember his real name.
Something like that.
I just called him Diet McRory. and that's all we needed to remember.
Yeah, so he's gone, and they need to stop him, but Killer Frost shows up at Star Labs, and Wally goes to apprehend her, but he doesn't have his speed. And so it turns out Savitar has amnesia too, which makes sense, because that was the whole reason they're doing this, is because any change they make to Barry is going to happen to future time remnant Barry, as well. And so she kind of has to work with them to, they have different, they both want, she wants Savitar to get his memories back and they want Barry to get his memories back. And so they have to work together, which was, it's kind of weird to see Killer Frost just hanging out in Star Labs with them.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have much more to say about the Killer Frost storyline at this point. Like, we, she still hates everyone. But yet we see in this one, she kind of has emotion. Like, she's not completely terrible, but yet she is completely terrible. Like, she acts terrible most of the time, but then she, we see she has her feelings. She has all her memories. One thing we didn't talk about in the last episode was she's so annoyed. Like, she's, or mad. She doesn't like anybody in Star Labs. She doesn't like present Barry. So why did she, when Savitar revealed himself, why did she immediately trust him and say, oh, what do you need? If she hates present Barry, why would she immediately be like, okay, let's work with future Barry?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that question.
Okay. I'm just wondering. Maybe if future Barry is evil, she realizes he's a good guy.
In her mind, yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. But she, yeah, like you said, they show her having some sort of emotion, like Sisko kind of tricks her into reminiscing about something that happened in the labs. And so I think they're, like I said, I think they're setting that up, obviously, for her redemption somewhere along in these, in this episode, not these episodes, but the future ones.
I think so. I wish they would explain better why she's so evil, when she has the powers. I don't know.
Speaking of powers, Barry finds out that he has powers again, which is kind of funny. I think he figures it out because he kisses Iris and kind of starts spazzing out. Yeah.
Gets his heart rate going there a little bit.
Yeah. So even though we've seen this before, like, it is kind of fun to see again him discovering his powers and just kind of freaking out. Not freaking out about him, but being like super happy about it.
Right. Like the joy and like, oh, wow, I can do this. This is pretty cool. Like, the excitement on his face and everything, that was cool to see.
Yeah. And so they need a superhero because the arsonist guy is burning stuff. You know, what else do you do if you're an arsonist? And so they tell him that he actually is a superhero and show him his costume and tell him that he is the Flash. And it's funny, he had a line that says, are you sure the Streak isn't a better name?
Nice callback to season one there.
Yep. But then it's kind of confusing, but they just had to make it work. But he's like just running around in his suit and Sisko pushes a button that shocks him in his suit and that makes his memories come back. It just works. It doesn't really, you don't really have to think about it.
That plus the Iris speech.
I forgot about that. That had to, yeah. Anyway, so he gets his memories back, but so does Savitar. So really, nothing has really changed in this. At the end of the episode, nothing's really changed because everybody is back where they started. Wally has his powers. Savitar has his memories. He's bad again. Caitlin leaves. She's going back to Savitar. But they do know more, a little bit more about Savitar now, obviously. Hopefully that will help them stop him. And Tracy Brand has had like the breakthrough about how to actually build this weapon, but they need a ton of energy. And there's only one place that has that energy source. And so the stinger we see is King Shark guarding this power source.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what it is exactly. I don't remember that from anything. But yeah, I guess they'll have to go after that.
Yeah, now, this is definitely a stinger. Like, okay, if you had started watching Flash this season and you hadn't watched anything else, and they're just like, oh yeah, we're going to need this energy source. And then it just cuts to like a shark man. So you've just been like, what?
I thought they were going to be like, oh, you get the energy from King Shark.
Right.
That's how I first thought they were going with it. But then they had those weird things there. Yeah, but I guess that's this episode. We didn't really talk about how Wally lost his powers. I don't think that was really explained. And then he got them back at the end.
Well, I think they explained it because it was kind of like if Savitar never became, but it still is confusing because Savitar is still there. So he did become Savitar, but he never gave Barry or Wally his powers, but he already gave Wally his powers in the past. That's confusing.
Yeah. That's enough explanation for that. We don't need to go into that more. Good point. Yeah, so this was, like you said, it kind of, the episode ends basically where it started, other than giving a little more information about Savitar. But it was still a fun episode, and even though it sort of didn't move the story farther significantly, it was still quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was, there's not a whole lot of objective for, I don't know how to word it, but there's not a lot of like factual things happening, story moving forward stuff, but there is some good emotional development, I think, because we get to see what life would be like without this kind of death of Iris thing looming over them, to see Happy Barry again. So hopefully that's what we can get to at the end of this season, but maybe not.
I bet it's gonna be a happy ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then nothing terrible will happen.
No.
We'll see. All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Next week is titled Infantino Street. What did you think of the preview for this, Zach?
Yeah, so it looks like a pretty straightforward setup. Maybe they're not, I don't know if they're hiding anything that's going to happen, but it kind of seems that Flash is going to team up with Captain Cold, and they're going to go get whatever King Shark is guarding, that energy source that they need. But we're getting pretty close to the day time that Iris is supposed to be killed by Savitar, so I'm sure that will be kind of the driving force behind this and source of conflict and whatnot.
Yeah, and I'm sure we won't see that scene again until the, or we won't see it for good until the finale, but
yeah,
we're going to get there. Yeah, I'm excited to see how and why Captain Cold is back and what they do with that. But yeah, just two more episodes to wrap up the season. We're almost there.
Yeah.
All right. That's all we got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.